IRX, everything that rocks.
Bye, bye. Good morning, Brock, and a guy with a boy band beard, Hunter.
Damn right. Be jealous.
Keep it tight.
It is razor sharp.
God, what was I watching? And maybe I talked about this already. I don't know why, but for some reason, I went down like a late 90s, early 2000s rabbit hole, music rabbit hole, and one of the songs that popped up was All Star by Smash Mouth.
He's got one of those beards.
I give you crap for your chin strap beard, dude. That guy has the chin strap of all
super
chin.
Thin.
Dude, so thin. Like, how do you even get it that thin, right?
Got to use the twin blade Bic.
I guess so, man, because that thing is. And here's the funny thing, too, because he's a huskier fella. So it's like you don't like you got the jawline. So you got something to follow. Like, I don't know what he's following. Like, where's the.
You know, he's guessing.
Like,
he's
right?
Pushing a little bit.
Like, I think this is where the line is. It just goes around. It's,
you know, it's one of those things. Like, if I get a little jowly, like, just tell me to stop. Like you're not fooling anybody with.
No,
this is
where my chin is. It's right here. This is where the jawline is.
No, we can't see it.
It seems a little high. It's more like a chin lasso, I guess, is what it would be. A chin rope.
chin rope. Strap's not holding on to anything.
Not quite. Because I get like it's there. It's originally it was there to you know accentuate the jawline. Like boom, there it is, pow.
But you know what's funny is like shaving this thing the other day. I was wondering, am I gonna have this for the rest of my life? Like when is the point where you just like get rid of it? I have before, and I walked out. My wife was like, "Oh my god,
put it back, put it just here."
What
she,
is that?
She took her eyebrow pencil and filled it in for you.
He's like, you look like a turtle. Go back into the bathroom.
I don't. Like it. But that is a good point, Hunter, because as you get, are you going to be like 65 with a chin strap? I mean.
You know, am I? I don't know.
You're going
to. If I make it to 65.
You're going to have your fake hair. You're going to have your, God, why can't I think that called? What's that called? You know, the fake hair. Your toupee. You're going to have your toupee, jet black toupee into a dyed
your
jet
rug.
Black chin strap. No, this is all natural.
Like Gene Simmons with chin strap. Everything's black.
It's all natural. No, this is just what? I got good jeans. It's just all natural. Jet black.
You know.
Jet black.
Hey, you're right, though. I don't have the Smash Mouth beard. I'm not that.
Hey, now. You're an all-star. Shave that beard off. It looks ridiculous. Hey, now. Anyway, so yeah, I decided, you know. I do. I like yours. You got a nice chin strap. You do.
Right,
you do. Good job, buddy. Good job, buddy. Anyway, enough of Hunter's amazing facial hair.
Just congratulate me on my beard. Is that...
Good job, bud. Good job. Hey, Hunter, 2002 called. They want their hairstyle back. All right.
Shut up. Hey, you know what? The band's going to make it. Bro.
The band's going to make it. The boy band's going to make it.
The band's going to make it.
Anyway, it's time for your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today. This is a gross one. I'm just going to tell you right now. If you get grossed out easily, you don't want to hear this. The average human excretes 6,500 gallons of mucus in a lifetime. I feel like I've done that in this summer alone.
Seriously, though.
Ugh.
Just recently, I think I got a sinus infection.
Yeah.
You can kind of hear it. I can hear it in my voice. But
yeah.
It's just, I don't know. Is it allergies or what? It's this summer specifically.
Dude, just been getting us. I've just been hocking up. Ugh, yuck. Just buckets of yuck. But mucus is one of those weird things because I get, like, the purpose, right? It catches the bad stuff, right, and then your body kicks it out. But do we need so much of it? Do we need that much mucus?
I mean, I guess. Your body knows.
And what is it made of? What is it made? Because, obviously, you got all your glands or whatever and it's producing it. Like, what is it made of? What is it?
Mucus, man. It's mucus and...
The mucus queen is yours. Okay.
It's your... It's just body stuff, man. Body stuff.
Ugh. And there's nothing like even your own mucus is gross, but anybody else's, I will apologize to everyone who has to listen when you and I are stuffed up. That's just got to be.
I'm a guy. I'm a guy, and I feel bad, but I spit it out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to get it out of my body. I'm trying
that's
to get
fine.
Rid of it.
Just don't hock a loogie on the sidewalk where everyone's like, find a bush or something.
Yeah.
Get that handkerchief like Grandpa used to have.
Grandpa,
just put it in your
put
pocket.
Put it back in your pocket. Ah.
The mucus queen is yours.
Is yours.
Right there. Anyway, so, yeah, we're gross. Really, when you break it down, humans are gross, and we make gross fluids with our bodies, and just yuck. Just a bucket of yuck. Anyway, that is your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.
More rock is next.